Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Youth for Christ show. This is your host, the Shining Star.
And we're here again
worshiping and praising the great I am and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, Sister Poochie, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Shining Star. Thanks for asking. I feel good. I feel positive. I'm just ready to hear some good music from the fabulous youth that we have.
I know, right? We always put on a spectacular show. I have to give ourselves a pat on the back.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going through fall right now, but it seems like we're going to bypass fall and go straight into winter. Like, it's been really chilly out there lately.
It's cold in Chicago. To get chilly, it's
right.
Cold in Chicago.
Yeah, our hometown, like, you can never expect what the weather's going to be in Chicago. Like, that's why they call it the Windy City, y'all, because you never know what you're going to have to put on, a jacket or a coat or anything. So.
Absolutely. So what you say? No, I was just saying, what's heated up in here? We'll start talking about Jesus. That it gets warm.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to ask you, did we have any church announcements?
Yes, I do. I have one church announcement, and that is next Thursday on Halloween. It will be DJ Frankie Vibes, House of Inspiration Mix Show. And so I want everyone to join me at 7 p.m. Central Time for that.
Oh, okay. That's all we have?
That's all we have. We're at the end of the month, so look out for your newsletters.
Yeah, everybody, be on the lookout for that, definitely. Okay, so I'm going to roll into my verse. So if you all have your Bibles nearby, that would be great. If not, just bear with me. It's from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, which says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." Now,
oh, man.
Yeah, I think I do a pretty good job of, like, finding the verses, you know, bringing the word to the show. But this one actually is, like, one of those verses that really touched me in, like, so many ways. And I'm not sure if you all out there remember, but I had actually used this verse in a previous show. I can't remember what month it was, but it was a while back ago, and it was a long time since I've used it, but it specifically, you know, targets the youth, and so that's why I really wanted to use it. I think, you know, my generation and just, you know, the youth in general, we kind of get a lot of negative feedback, and I guess that's because, you know, with all the, you know, violence and chaos that's going on, people tend to, you know, give us a bad name, you know, per se, and, you know, think we're just, you know, crazy, don't have no sense of direction, and we're just all over the place. But, you know, people like me, for instance, who, you know, try to do the right thing and be that example and try to set an example for other youth or just people in general, I think we kind of get overlooked. And I fall into the category with everyone who gets the bad name. And I think, you know, our elders should, you know, uplift us instead of, you know, tearing us down and putting a bad name on us, because not all the youth are crazy. You know, there are some of us out there who try to set good examples and be those role models for those youth who may need that extra guidance or whatever. So that's when it says, you know, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. So that verse really hit home for me. All my verses do, but that one really did. So that's the verse for today's show.
I know that I like that verse, and I understand what you're saying. there are you and everybody that's being featured on the show today, as a matter of fact, are doing the right thing. You're worshiping God, you're serving God, you're praising God. And one of the things that us as older adults, elders, because you guys are adults too, but as elders, we have to remember that we were where you were once before.
Exactly.
And it's so easy to discourage instead of uplifting. And that's why I always encourage you, get an adult to listen to the show. Adults, listen to the show, because we are supporting positivity in the youth by supporting the show. And so that's what I wanted to chime in with that. I mean, if a youth is having, you know, trouble and it's like, hey, I'm trying to do the right thing, and you're being featured on the show, make sure the adults listen to the show so all of this can become contagious. And that's the only way we're going to really stop that, is if more adults stand up and say, hey, what they're doing is not bad at all. You actually should be very proud. Very proud.
Right.
And I'm very proud of you, DJ Shaheem, who's the youth team for the ministry, and all of the artists that contribute. Me, myself, I'm personally ecstatic. I love you guys, and I'm doing an excellent job. So, no, I understand what you're saying, and we just have to educate the adults at this point to make sure, you know, that the youth get their props.
Right. Well, thank you for, you know, giving me my props. But, you know, just to elaborate more on what you said, Sister Poochie, about how, you know, you think like the elders and you, for instance, have to remember that you all, too, were once, you know, teenagers and, you know, youth, considered youth, whatever. But also, like, you know, back when you all were coming up, the times were so much different. You know, you didn't have to worry about walking outside your house and getting shot at. You know what I'm saying? Like, times have really changed. So that, you know, comes into play, too, if you really think about it. But, you know, like you said, I think we, you know, I'm trying to set an example, and hopefully, you know, others will, you know, follow. And, you know, like I said, if they want to reach out to me, any youth want to reach out to me, you can, you know, hit me up at my email, shiningstar@journeyhomeministries.org. Or guess what? Your girl got a Twitter account. You can follow me on Twitter @forever_Frida. And I'm there, you know, to talk to any youth, or if you just want to give a shout out, say, hey, that's cool too. Okay.
That's excellent.
Oh yeah. I noticed everyone is using Twitter. So I'm like, I decided to like make a Twitter account. I'm like, I got to get on Twitter. Everyone's on there. So your girl got a Twitter account now, everybody.
That's wonderful. And you can get out there and encourage the youth and do your part and continue to do what you're doing. DJ Shaheem is on Twitter also, but we'll have him send us his Twitter account so we can promote his Twitter account too. And you guys can then get together and let us know what you need from us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh. So we got a show to do.
Yeah. Get pretty started.
All right. So up first on the mic, we have Joshua State of Mind by Mac. And this is actually a new single on Mac's CD, which is called Reconstruction. So this is a new jam that we got on the show right now. It's called Joshua State of Mind.
And it's on his Reconstruction CD? All right, here we go.
Joshua State of Mind. Joshua State of Mind.
Joshua
State of Mind. Wartime in my Joshua State of Mind.
Direct negotiations. Why are the Palestinians ignoring?
focused on the mission at hand. No slipping on my mission, cause my mission is advanced. I ride for God, pimp and see a difference in my stance. I deliver precise cuts, Edward Scissorhands. More about values than I am about brands. I remain a son of thunder, but you wouldn't understand. A mighty man of valor protecting my Jordan. I fight until the end to inherit my promise, man. I'm flowing from my spirit, I can see the vision clear. Just hope that you would hear it, I pray you lend me an ear. Let's take it up a level, time to switch it in gear. God is my protector, so whom shall I fear? No man, the Lord's man with the power of Conan. Walking in the Jericho to possess my promise, man. And he says stepping my way be cut and destroyed, man. The spirits drive out in the shots of the devil band, like man. Joshua, state of mind.
Joshua, state of Joshua, state of mind.
It's wartime in my Joshua state of mind.
Well, the Palestinian position has been, you can't negotiate with the other side. Unless there's agreement on basic principles.
Pure warrior hurting but never aching. Staying true to my tribe, I'm honest, I'm never faking. I'm never bowing to Mason or any devilish agent. I'm bringing destruction to them boys. I ain't playing on God's mission, I'm patient. Waiting to bail the rings just to throw a few spits at Satan. Anxious to see him bleed, itching to hear him scream. His angels can intercede, they see the same fate as he. I'm tired, I'm testing me, say resist him and he should flee. You see him sprint from me, there's no way that I could lose. And no way that he was. Succeed. He must forgot who I be. The Almighty's with me. He kick it off and we get it jumping like trampolines. Look, I play the game by the book. So if you read any part, homeboy, then you know how your end look. They trying to stop mine, but I am destined to shine. I'm going to get what's promised. Joshua, state of mind. 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 State of mind.
State of mind. State of mind. State of mind.
All right. Oh. That was Joshua State of Mind by Mac. That was pretty good.
Yeah. That was really good. That was really good. Yeah. You know, and as I look back at what he's saying, everyone, we're gonna talk about Joshua. We ain't gonna get into today. But look up at Joshua in the Bible and you'll get a deeper understanding to that song, okay?
All right. Okay. So up next on the mic, we have Looking Back by Renika Chain. And this is actually one of my favorite songs. And I know I always say that every time we play it. But it really is. And that's why I really wanted to play it for tonight's show. So this is Looking Back by Renika Chain.
Here we go.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life.
All right, here we go.
Looking
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his acts and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his passions and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth. But she was kind in front of company, cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me Yinzer. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain. Telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in. Cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass it to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus and you really try to teach him and you really do believe him and you show me in your actions so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness. And like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back. Over my life, 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 looking back.
All right, y'all. Right. I was looking back by Renika Cheney.
All right. And we got a surprise on the line. Spiritual Peace, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the building.
Oh, man. Hey, Spiritual Peace.
What's up? How y'all doing?
All right.
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Frankfort, Kentucky. Just got done doing about 8 songs not too long ago, and man, the spirit was moving. I passed out probably about, I don't know, maybe 70 something CDs for free, and it's been a blessing, man.
That's what's up.
Well,
you sound good.
Yeah, I feel good.
That's good, yeah. Man. Well, I'm glad you could call into my show. That's a blessing in itself, right there. You know.
No problem. Anytime. I do got something to share with y'all if I got time.
Yeah, I'm really glad you called in. I know me and you were talking earlier, and I was like hoping that you were going to still call in, and you did. So I feel special.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good in the kingdom. Hello, Spiritual Peace. You know, I was just listening to you say that you passed out 75 free CDs.
About 70-something, maybe more. I wasn't really counting. I was just seeing people here and passing them out.
Well, you know, each CD is a seed.
Yes,
let
ma'am.
Let me answer this. Each CD is a seed.
That's how I look at
that,
it. You know,
right?
Yes, ma'am, and I
Absolutely.
Give it to them. And God make it grow.
Talk to me now. Okay.
And they got to water it, and God make it grow.
Absolutely.
All right. So you got a new CD out.
Yeah, it's a new mixtape. It's free to the web, and my goal is, with the power of God, to flood the earth with it, because I feel like it really breaks yokes. It really opens up people's eyes. To me, it's not really for the church. It's for people that don't go to church to get in the church or get a personal relationship with God. Because many times as Christian artists and stuff like that, we having church parties where you just go and get the crowd hyped, but ain't nobody really leaving with nothing, you know?
So I took
a different approach on this album right here. And like I said, I want it to be free. And a lot of people looking at me crazy, like I should be charged, and this is some of my best work. But God is my manager, you know? So,
right. Absolutely. Let me tell you. I was just going to say, what was the name of the album again?
It's called Going Against the Grain.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not surprised.
What I mean by going against the grain, too, is that I'm going against everything that the world stands for, you know. I'm still on God's team. You know, a lot of people trying to get rid of the Bible. They're trying to get rid of what's right. They want to support what's wrong. These young people listen to these secular rap artists like they're the new Bible. And I'm going against the government, too. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, if y'all doing something crooked and it's wrong, wrong is wrong. Truth is truth. So if I'm telling the truth, and if my truth gets me in trouble, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because the truth never changes.
I feel you. I really do.
Yeah. And, you know, God never changes. And the truth is going to be the truth all day long, no matter what. How you try to look at it, the truth is going to be the truth. And I want to go back to something you just said about, you know, having church parties. Is it church parties? That's what I love about you so much, spiritual. Yeah, that's exactly what it's all about. Okay, because it's real talk. I got to say, my favorite quote from you this week was, if you let Satan chill in the living room, he will kill you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I saw that too. That's real talk. And you know what? You're the kind of artist that speaks his mind.
But we're gonna play Speaking My Mind
by Spiritual Peace off his new cut. Everybody ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, world. This is the new joint from Spiritual Peace, Speaking My Mind. Take it away.
Yeah, SP, Freestyle, Speaking My Mind. Yeah, just lost another cousin to these Louisville streets. Praying for a change, this world is a beast. Every day's a test, we all trying to eat. Gotta beat up the flesh and make them follow me. I'm a sinner trying to make it through a test. I thank God every day that I'm blessed. Trying to plant seeds, I don't want to follow man. God got a better plan than any man. It's easy to follow sin cause it looks good. Still trying to plant seeds in my hood. God, I thank you for everything you do. Gotta keep on hopping over these obstacles. Satan trying to sneak me, but I'm wide awake. I'm in this thing, so I bust his head like a grape. Walk back faith with every breath that I take. God, I thank you for your love, you made a way. Yeah, ain't nobody like the Lord that I serve. I'm just speaking my mind. I'm just speaking my mind. It's a lot going on, but ain't nobody saying nothing. Yeah, the truth I'm punching. Hey, straight off in your head, no SP. All about winning souls. The government's a lie, I see. Between all the lies, I be focused till I die. I mean, I'm ready to ride. Until I D.I.E., it is what it is. I'm planting seeds, trying to reach out to these kids and tell them what it is. God got a better plan than whatever these rappers telling you. We got a better plan than what these movie stars do. I ain't Hollywood, homie, I'm still in the hood. Focus like I oughta be and doing what I should. Yeah, I listen to the Lord's voice. Too many people tell lies, I got a choice. So I'ma choose the right one. Focus, I use my mind, I don't need a gun. So I bust back whenever they any test. I hit you with scriptures, leave you a mess. I'm living for the Holy One. Yeah, hey, just speak in my mind. Speak in my mind. This world is peace. Call me, call me. Yeah, too many mamas crying. Brothers dying. I'm sick of seeing the shots. This is from the heart. Can you feel me? Can we really make a change? Too many people wanna be like other things. It's so easy, like I said, to do wrong. It takes a man to stand up to sin and be strong. Even when the devil try to pull you astray, focus on the Lord, he always make a way out. Anytime you feel boxed in, bust out. God got a plan, listen to me now. I'm not a perfect guy, I'm just listening to the Lord. I pray you take some notes. Listen to the ghost.
That was Speaking My Mind by Spiritual Peace, y'all. And that was actually a new joint on his off of his new album called Going Against the Grain. That was really good. That was hot, actually. And there was a verse in there that you actually said about still trying to plant seeds in my hood. And that actually kind of relates back to my verse about how I was saying, you know, the youth, we tend to get kind of like looked down upon because, you know, people kind of give us a bad rep, you know, we crazy, you know, ignorant, don't have no sense of direction. But, you know, you should set an example for the believers in speech and life and love and faith and purity. So when you say, you know, still trying to plant seeds in my hood, you still, you know, reaching out to people and going back to, you know, the hood and other places and trying to, you know, reel people in to, you know, believing in God and Christ and things like that. So that actually related back to my verse. So I had to, you know, step in on that. But I mean, that was a good song though. Like, you talented, bro. I got to give you your props. You really are.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And I, that's the only freestyle on the album.
Oh, man.
Really? Yeah. Because at first, I wasn't even going to put it on the album at first. I was like, you know, so it's the only freestyle. I usually like to write it down so it can stick. But I'm like, you know, it's all right. So when I get the feedback from so many people that like it, songs, you know, it's been blowing my mind, you know?
Yeah. Well, but you said it yourself at the end of the song. Sit down, take notes, and let the Spirit speak to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you just say that? Come on now, talk to me now. Okay, you're the Christian youth of the world, all right? Let's get into this. So you said exactly what you're just talking about.
Right.
So you shouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised that so many people love it because it is not you who's doing this. It's not Shiny Star. Show is not, this is the kingdom work that we're doing. And so, you know, by you putting it out there, if you can flood and put all those seeds back in the hood and put all the positiveness that so many people do have out there, the harvest is going to come in and you're going to be taller than the weeds once it starts to grow. You know what I'm saying? You got to be preaching here on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, this show, I'm feeling the Spirit today.
Amen.
Yes, man.
That's right.
I feel like,
that's
I feel like what she was saying about planting seeds in the hood, that sometimes as Christians we tend to, you know, want to go to other countries and reach people, which I know people do need to be reached in other countries. That's why we have people for that. But sometimes we forget our own backyard, you know.
Absolutely.
You need help right here.
Mm-hmm. Right. As long as you stand up and profess with your mouth that is your Lord and your Savior, I don't care if you're in the middle of a war zone. No weapon against you shall prosper. So that's what positive you. If you want to get out there and flourish, Start talking about Jesus.
Right.
That's it. That's all it takes. You know,
right.
That's all it takes, you know. So I have a question with that freestyle piece. How long did it take you to write it?
I just freestyled in one night. It's all done to me. One night, one studio session.
Man.
One take, right?
Yes, ma'am.
God is good.
that's like pure talent right there. Like, how do you do that? That's man.
What he's saying with that song is not him who's doing it. It's the spirit that's doing it.
Yeah, and I feel like that with my music, to me, like I've been telling people, it's deeper than the beats and all that. I feel like it's the anointing. You know what I mean? Because that's the only thing that's going to break jokes. It's not about how cold you are as an artist. It's not about how talented you are, because Jay-Z is talented. You got plenty of talented artists, but it's about the anointing that's able to break them yokes. You know what I mean? Because I was telling somebody earlier, when it comes to when Jesus was talking to people, he used parables. He talked to them so where they can understand. Sometimes as Christians, we want to come to people too high and mighty and too holy to where they already feel intimidated, like they can't even, like, you know, we think we better than them, when really we all messed up individuals. You know what I'm saying? So the way I take the music, when God gives it to me, is very physical, so you can see it with your eyes, but then it hits you with this spiritual, and you're like, all right, I feel you, brother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're reacting to. At Spiritual Peace, you know, I love you. You know how much I love you. And you know how much I love your work. But that is not what I hear when I listen to your work. The reason I'm in love with your work is because you step aside and humble yourself, like the Bible says. And once you humbled yourself, your work just flourished, you know. And that's what I want, the message for all the youth artists out there. And youth goes up to 35, okay? When you hit my age, then we're in the middle age person. But youth goes up to 35. So from youth to 35, if you will lay yourself down, get out of yourself, get out of your way, forget the ego, forget being hot, forget being number one, forget being I'm this, I'm that, and I'm all that, and a bag of chips, forget all that stuff and let the Lord work through you, you will be amazed at how far you're going to go.
Right.
Now, that's why it's a two-way street now. You got to do your part, too. Spiritual Peace is going to be with us for the whole show, right? So,
I just wanted to ask you, Spiritual Peace, like, where could people go to find, you know, the album, like, to check up, listen to the album? Like, where is there, like, a website that they can go to and listen to it, or?
Yeah, they can go to my website, because like I said, the mixtape is free. It's not going to be in stores or nothing like that, because I have secular artist beats, so I can't even sell it if I wanted to. But yeah, they can go to my website. It's soulmusicinc.com. It's soulmusicinc.com. And all my information is there, everything. I only sell one album, and that's on Amazon and iTunes. That's my last album called Open Your Eyes. But with this mixtape, they also can go to ReverbNation.com/SP Spiritual Peace. They can download all the songs to their phone or MP3 player for free.
Go ahead, Shining Star.
No, I was just going to say, everybody definitely, you know, check that out, because Spiritual Peace, he's talented. He got new stuff out. So definitely everybody go check that out. Check him out. That's my guy.
One of the things I want to challenge the adults to do is buy it. It's free.
If they want to sow a seed, they also can do that at the website, too, by clicking on the donation tab.
That's what I'm – come on now. I'm getting the
pretty much did today. I did, like I said, about 8 songs off the mixtape. And when it was over, I just told people, man, I'll go with the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, I'll kind of move off donations. And, you know, people sold into the ministry.
And No, I was saying that's why I'm challenging people, even though you have put it out there for free, and it's great that it's free. I want people to sow seeds into you so they can get a harvest. You're good ground.
Right.
You're good ground.
Why I give from the heart is because years ago, I've been doing this for about 9 years, and years ago, God put on my heart that, man, you need to give it to people because – doing youth events and stuff like that, I'm not the type of person going to ask no kid for no $5 or $10 for no CD, for one. And then another thing, too, is let's say I die, I go to heaven, and God be like, what you do with that ministry that I gave you? Oh, God, I kept it in my backpack because then nobody won't buy none. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's deep. Man.
We only hear one
And he will say that to you. What happened? I gave you a ministry to minister to the whole world, and you were so focused on you that you missed the entire kingdom that I laid out in front of you.
Right.
You know, and so with the Wife of C show, if there's any message that I want to make sure that you hear. Remember I said that's up to 35 now. But you hear this, is that you need to start planting your seeds now or you're going to be bankrupt in 20 years. You have no harvest. Okay, so if you can get that lesson when you're young and you start sowing seeds into ministries and sowing seeds into other people, you know, and their talents and stuff like that and supporting them. And sowing a seed to me would be sharing a link.
Exactly.
You got that right. You got that right. You got to be money. Just try to make from time to time. That helps a whole lot.
All right. Okay. We had the spirit to take over this show. We just stopped the show. Love and hate is next. And then we are you there, Shining Star?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Are we gonna roll into Love or Hate by Spiritual Peace next?
Yeah, we need to hear that and then we'll come back and speak to Spiritual Peace some more.
All right, y'all. Let's go into Love or Hate by Spiritual Peace.
Here we go.
Your knees repent again, God got your back to the very end. Love, I rather give you love.
of vanity. Caught up in the trend and the day to day.
All right, that was Love or Hate by Spiritual Peace. Man, I love that song too, but I have to say, every time, you know, I listen to that song, the chorus always gets me. You know, when you say, I can give you love, I can give you hate, but I'd rather give you love because that's what it's going to take. That also relates back to my verse about, you know, don't look down on the youth. You know, we should, like, show them love and plant the seed so they can grow, like, you know what I mean? So it's like everything is like tying in with my verse today, which is good. But yeah, the chorus of that song is powerful in itself, and I think if people will really like listen to the words instead of like just the beats and the, you know, sounds, I think that's when they get the message better.
Right.
I'm gonna jump in because, you know, it is not by chance that your verse and Spiritual Pieces music are going together today.
Right.
Because you didn't pick the verse. He didn't pick the songs. The Holy Spirit picked them both.
Right.
Bam. Bam-bidi, bam-bidi, bam, 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 bam.
Absolutely, I can't argue with you on that.
I want people to feel this, because it's not as if we're saying that, you know, for instance, this whole show has changed just because the Spirit said, this is what I want to do. You want to make God laugh, come up with a plan.
Right.
You hear me? Come up with your own plan, and he will laugh all the way until you pay attention. Now, what you're dropping on us, he will. He said, keep on. Make a plan. Or just hook up with me, and I'll just tell you what to do. And that's what's so powerful about Love or Hate, because we have a choice to acknowledge the Spirit or not to acknowledge the Spirit. You feel me?
Right.
And I know the both of you, you know, as we're going through this, we're going, wow, this is similar. What's going on? Well, the Spirit hijacked the studio. and so Spiritual Peace, I wanted to ask you something about, I know everyone, that is one of your most popular songs, Love or Hate. But if you had to dissect the song and what verse would you want to stick in every person's mind?
I would probably say the second verse.
Say it for me.
I got so many verses, but they be all over the place. But talking at your neck, talking at your neck without thinking first, you know, talk with your emotions when you feel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say you love God, and it's just, to me, I just felt like the beat is to get their attention, and hopefully they sit down and listen to the words, because that's what it is. Then I said, you know, I give you real life. You want milk and cookies, you know what I'm saying?
I swear that.
I love that line. You know,
talks about in the word about, you know, giving love. Hey, you can prophesy, you can do this, you can do that, but if there's no love involved, everything you did is in vain. And sometimes I feel like we be forgetting that just you can do something good, but if there's no love in it, it don't mean nothing, you know. And
right.
I feel like when you telling somebody the truth, it's because you care. It might hurt at times, but it's because you love them, you know. And it's pretty much what the song is, because I know a lot of people that feel like they too cool or too hard gonna be like, you know, whatever, man. But my whole thing is deeper than that. I gotta come at you with love. I'm not trying to get you hype. I'm not trying to play with your emotions. I want you to really see what's going on, so you can really make a change in your life. My whole thing is make you look at you. Don't look at me. Look at you. Where are you in life? What do you really want to do with your life while you got it?
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
Tick tock. The clock. You know, the clock is ticking away. And you're right about that. As long as you have a breath, then you need to be letting someone know about Jesus. And
right.
one of the things that brings me to this, and this is just totally out of, you know, just hit my spirit, is that the biggest misconception about Christ. He did not teach the gospel of Christ. He taught the kingdom of God.
Right.
It was not about him.
Right.
It was about the Father. And so if he can do that, what you should do too, showing it to you. He never once said, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you know who my daddy is. I can do whatever I want. He never came across like that.
Right.
He said, I come to the kingdom of my, this is not my doctrine, this is not his doctrine. And so whenever we're out, I'm sorry, go ahead. What did you say, spiritual peace?
Yeah, I was just saying he's the best role model.
Mm-hmm. Right, because he set by example. He didn't look down on anyone.
Right.
He set by example.
Like I said, I like how he comes with love. That's, you know what I'm saying? Love is how he approached every situation, and how he dealt with everything while he was here was all in love. And then I noticed too, you know, with the teachers and the Pharisees of the law and all that, they wanted to come against him because people was turning to God instead of worshiping idols and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's kind of like what's going on now. People worshiping these artists and all that kind of stuff instead of worshiping the Father. And then anytime you bring people together in love, man-made things want to destroy you. Kind of like even with, you know, with Martin Luther King, when he gave speeches, there was all kind of races and all kind of different people there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bring the people together in love and there's no man-made stuff involved, they want to stop that. And that's how I feel, you know, with government and stuff like that. It's like anybody come in, you bring people together in love, and they're not worried about these man-made laws and man-made stuff, they want to take it out, you know. And that's why with the music I do, people be, you know what I'm saying, you know, they don't want to hurt sometimes. And then, too, I'm not looking for a record deal and all that because I don't want to be around it. I want the souls on the low. That's kind of how I look at the situation.
Right.
And I think what is that verse? What gains a man to sell his gain the world and lose his soul?
Right.
You can sell as many CDs as Michael Jackson, be the richest man in the world, and be so spiritually bankrupt that it's not even money.
Yeah.
Have nothing in you whatsoever. And you know, as we're talking about love. You know, God is love.
Right.
Christ is life.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so if you want to do anything for God, it has to come in love, or it won't go anywhere.
Right.
It won't go anywhere whatsoever. And so as you're writing and what God is using, you, Shining Star, and DJ Shaheem, and Spiritual Peace, and Coolie to Nazareth, and G86, and Infinity, and all you wonderful youth that I play, you know, I'm like, wow. There are people who are 70 who don't get it.
Right.
That's true.
Age don't matter. Actually, Jesus said,
I was passing that one time, and this older lady was like, what's good for the old people is good for the young people. So she didn't want the CD, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, when you born into a certain religion, church, background, all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Some people, they don't know better until they really feel the spirit of God. They just walk through the motion. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said when I come places, man, I share love, not religion, you know?
Actually, God, Christ, that's, again, you know, I have to go back to when Christ was here and his ministry wasn't about religion. Religion is a structured thing. What I mean by structured, I mean that there's rituals and there's things that go along with that, you know, standing up when the pastor walks in and, you know, kissing the first lady. There's so many things that are traditions that happen in the church that we forget to let the spirit just flow. Let me come in there with some sweatpants and, you know, a pair of Timberlands and, you know, a baseball hat.
Right.
It could be the... Let me come in. And that's what the youth are saying. Let me come in.
Right.
And Jesus said, get out of the way and don't stand in front of the youth. Don't stop them from getting to me.
Right.
So it's a very serious matter that you guys are bringing up. And that's why I'm glad he kind of shut down the show, you know, so we can really have a serious conversation about this, because it's reality. It's what it's all about.
Right.
Amen.
Man, the spirit really took over tonight. It really did.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And we're going to keep it rolling.
Okay, we're going to buy another joint by Spiritual Peace. So we're going to throw at y'all with Don't Do It.
And then we'll talk about it when we get back. Here we go.
Introduced to that white stuff, first sniff and then smoke it.
Take it to the bank to get the bank. Yeah, I don't it feel good.
Yeah, you don't look so good. Lost weight, lost faith, lost his job too. Still a selling line, fighting to get high. His family look at him like, man, this ain't the same guy I used to know. Why daddy don't come through no more? Why daddy so skinny for?
Daddy gone, he ain't hurt no more.
Hit his knees, God forgive him though.
Stick a needle in your wrist, let me feed you slow.
They ain't seen them in weeks, found them dead asleep.
Don't kill yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
Every day, same old same, teased about his clothes. They call him punk, call him sis, it made him feel low. Pushed down all the time, bloody elbows. So one day your voice came to take his soul.
You follow me, you will never feel pain no more.
He went home through his bag, then he slammed the door. Fell to the floor instead of praying. He started saying, I'ma get him. Went to his father's closet, grabbed his shoebox. Took the pistol out, put it in his lunchbox. Wrote a note, stuffed it in his sock. Next day, lunchtime, nothing but murder on his mind. As he stands in the line, he starts
to think, should I do it?
Yeah, do it, just do it, don't think.
He started shooting, suing, screaming and running. So I ran in the field and then he was gonna run. They said freeze, he shot back. They put six in the stomach.
Don't do it,
don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
I'ma help you kill yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
Shorty in the club, eyes tight, man, she's super high. Breast showing, belly showing, skirt squeezing on the thigh. Ladder stain up in the park, belly filled with that Bacardi. Now she about to get loose, sipping on that Grey Goose. No respect for a body dude, feeling on her body. Her girl even told her stop it, but she pop, lock and drop it. Sex on the mind, so she give her number to the dude. He whisper in her ear,
you can get it if you want to.
Now they in the man's room, in the stall, going down. Dude had A, she didn't know. Now she got it, now she pull her thong up. Now she back on the dance floor. Dude wasn't enough, still sipping, trying to find more. Ran into a dude that she knew back from high school. Told her girl's piece, rolling out with him, thought it was cool. She didn't know he was tripping off at PCP. She told him no, he started to rape her, grab her throat and didn't let her go.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it,
that was Don't Do It by Spiritual Peace. Okay, can I just say that I'm lost for words. I don't even know, like, where to start because, like, everything in that song is just so powerful. Like, the words, like, man, I know you touched a lot of people. And I mean, seriously, like, I know you touched a lot of people. I could feel it.
That's one of my most powerful songs on that album, Open Your Eyes. Like, when people listen to the full CD, that I get more feedback off of that song than any other song.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Can I tell you?
I just know he touched a lot of people with that song. Like, man.
I'm gonna go the other way with the song. This is the first song that was ever played on the ministry by Spiritual Peace. And when I received this song, and it wasn't by Spiritual Peace who sent me the song to play it. I know you didn't know that, right?
Oh, man.
I contacted you after I played the song a couple of times. But what you did was so courageous because you were man enough in your Christian walk to stand up and say things that people were uncomfortable to hear.
Exactly, and I was just going to say that. Like, the words were really deep. You know, they, like, hit home, and that's why I said I know he touched a lot of people because what was said in those lyrics.
I'm talking about the adults.
With every verse, everyone can relate with a little piece of something. There's a lady down in Florida, called herself Mama Rita, and she goes and gives speeches at juvenile detention centers. She said she lost her son to, like, similar to that second verse about, you know, shooting up the school and stuff. And she said she plays that song every time before she gives a speech. And it just touched my heart.
That's powerful.
Yeah. It is powerful. And this is, you know, what the Spirit is trying to do is just saying, bow, bow. Look how powerful I am. With that song, you know, and when I first heard it, I was like, whoa. Should I play this?
Right.
You know, high on that Bacardi, you know, you know, dress tight, skin. I mean, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's what I'm talking. That's why I said that you were so courageous in your spiritual walk to put out something that controversial, because I got the flip side of that. You know, everyone loves it, but yet some people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that he's saying all that stuff.
Right. That's kind of how I was. And not saying it in a bad way, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying it. It was more in a good way, like, wow, you know, he's really trying to reach people.
Right.
He's really trying to be real with people and let them know, look, this is what's going on. This is real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I took from it. It wasn't nothing negative. It was more positive.
No.
So,
but I'm talking about the negativity I received after playing it.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. But it soon went away, because no weapon against you formed shall prosper. Right. So all the people had to go away, and it didn't hurt the show. It didn't actually, it enhanced the show. But I'm just talking from an older person's perspective, that when you listen to things, as you get older,
too, like, another thing, too, with the way I came at it, there's more to, like, the youth are able to understand it better. And people that really have a problem with it is older people that's kind of like, nah, that's not how you do it, son. No, you don't reach them like that. You hit them with Psalms 3 or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they go through when they go to school. They get picked on. They get messed with. Girls that, you know, find out about their sexuality, that's kind of stuff they go through if ain't nobody telling them how to be a lady. You know what I mean? And when they get, like the first verse, when dudes get caught up on drugs, it ain't like you just said I have to do it, you know what I'm saying? But once you do, you open yourself up to something that's hard to get away from, and that's the side effects of listening to the enemy. Basically, the whole song was side effects of listening to the devil and not listening to God's voice, you know?
Right, and I took that from that.
Amen.
So,
I tell you, that's a perfect way to end your peace, spiritual peace, with what you just said.
Absolutely.
What you just said, that was very strong. But I wasn't trying to attack you with it, but it I have to listen to these songs sometimes too and go, ooh, you know, I have to do a little adjustment, because as you get older, you get set in your ways
sometimes, right?
And you're so used to hearing it and doing it a certain way. I don't know how to talk to someone who's 25. I don't.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, one more thing though, you know, I notice is when it comes to, you know, say young people that grows up in the projects or whatever, just it can be in the suburbs. If you knew on a day to day basis what they really listen to and what they hear, what I see in the song is nothing compared to what they fill their minds with. You know what I mean? Because I'm not cussing, but I'm giving you the hardcore truth. You know, and the stuff that they listen to every single day is not, you know what I'm saying, nowhere near that. So I feel like with my music, I'm going to tell you the straight, honest truth, but anybody at any age can listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to do stuff in the music when I was a teenager, and I got a lot of little brothers and sisters. I was ashamed when I realized that I was giving them negative seeds, you know? That's another reason why I take this music so serious.
Well, spiritual peace, spiritual peace, spiritual peace. You never seem to amaze me when I look at the spirit in your life. May God continue to bless you in your ministry. May you continue to do whatever it takes to reach the youth in whatever language it takes to reach them. And not only are you reaching your youth, you're smacking a whole lot of older people in the face, too. So don't think you are. Wake up!
And I just wanna say, spiritual peace, thank you for, you know, calling into the show. And, you know, like I said, you're very talented. You're a great down-to-earth guy, real cool, laid back. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having you on the show again, playing your music, all of that. It's much love here for you, spiritual peace, always. So keep it up, man.
Thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
I appreciate both of y'all, man. This really means a lot to me.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you, too. I mean, we can't even let you go. Okay.
Right. But we still have a show to do, so.
Well, I know. I'm looking at the clock here as I'm doing the monitoring, and it's just for some reason spiritual peace, I want to give you the floor one more time. Talk to your audience.
About what? Just
what's in your heart?
Any last like remarks? Any last you know?
Closing. It's closing time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, you know, I want to let people know, man, you need to get a real relationship with God, not somebody else's relationship, but a real personal relationship, because that's the only thing that matters and counts. And listen to the Spirit of God. Don't listen to man. And you can find, like I said, you can find my music at soulmusicinc.com, Facebook/spiritualpeace. And my whole thing is that I can't talk to everybody. I can't be everybody's friends, but music lives on forever. If you'll just listen to words and just listen to the music and block out all this worldly stuff, I know God will open up doors in your life. And one more thing is when we sit down and we listen to all these different secular artists and we speak their lyrics, we speak in depth of our life. If you sit down and speak some of my lyrics, I promise you your life will get better because you're speaking nothing but life over your life.
Absolutely.
Amen. 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 Well said, my brother in Christ. Well said. All right, you're gonna hang out with us. We're going into the youth, the DJ, the what is it called, Shining Star?
I gotta get back on the highway and go home because right now I'm still at the church in Franklin, Kentucky. They let me use their office because it's quiet.
Oh, okay. We're
going to
let you come in. We see the spirit took over and we just kept you on here. We sorry.
It's all good. I enjoyed my time on
here. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
I'll see y'all in the Facebook world.
All right. You take care.
All right, peace.
Bye bye.
Peace. All right. That was a wonderful show. But we got to keep moving with the show. Next up on the mic.
Yes, I know. So are we going to roll into this mix next?
Yes, we are. We got to get it in.
All right, y'all. So get ready for the hip hop gospel dance mix by our resident DJ Shaheem.
Let's get it.
You rocking with the hottest DJ worldwide. Got Sister Poochie, Shining Star, Y4C, Youthful Christ, that is. You know what I'm saying? We doing it. Woo!
Woo-wee! Yeah. Oh yeah, we flow so hard.
No.
Oh yeah, we flow so hard.
Don't.
Yes, sir. Okay, I said, and I go for the king. Rabbit God is my aim, so let me get it for a minute. About the good news, so I'ma spit it. Hey, for the king, we do it large. MBJ, yeah, we flow so hard. I don't need security. Christ be my body. God instead, this world be flooded. I ain't talking about tsunami. My Lord be coming back, man. You can call it up with God and Christ died. So therefore, that thing no longer hold them. You can't have a game, but you still could. Couldn't control them. Cause it's great, get it in your head. I love be good that it rose on the dead. Used to follow this word, I will follow this instead. Oh yeah, can't stop, he's all I'm about. Rap got homeboy, man, no doubt. Man, I flow so far, for my dad, gotta go so far. Heavy J.
Man, I do what I gotta do. Move how I gotta move. Devil try to tax my life. Call that hot as some revenue. But my God paid the price. So actually what I'm telling you, change my life like GSC. Living life like in Malibu. Suicide dose was in my head. Murder what? Sage beating up the beat. I ain't even on the drum. Offered food while I'm fasting. I ain't having none. About to take a shot at this verse and I ain't on the gun.
Don't shoot me.
And I ain't on the gun. About to take a shot at this verse and I ain't on the gun.
Hey, don't shoot me.
Man, I ain't on the gun. Speaking tongues, praying for them souls. Watch them demons run.
Flow so hard, but these people wanna fight me. Someone back off Nike. Talk to turn of the cheek and just allow my God to be mighty. Never leave nor forsake me. Not once, but he does this daily. So I'ma live for him, cause he is the one to save me. since the beginning. You can call it Genesis, Christ has been ruling this. Pluto, Mars, and this earth, ask me what I mean. I said, kid of the universe, stronger than man, trying to be Mr. Universe. Hey, this is a spiritual arrangement, God speaking through me, I leave you in amazement. God lifted me up when I was lower than the basement. Now God is the greatest, face it, let's go. Bless our heart every day, you know I rep MJ. Bless our heart every day, all day every day. Bless our heart every day, you know I rep MJ. Bless our heart all day, hey. Every day, let's go, baby. Hey,
it ain't no point to do it without
you. You're
swag.
jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Every time I go out, you know my light it go out. Every time I go out, you know my sweat it show out. Every time I go out, you know my light it glow out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild.
Yeah.
Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild.
Okay.
Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild.
Okay. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild. Okay. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild. Every time I talk, you know God come out my mouth. No, this ain't no faking. Please don't get mistaken. Young, fly, and safe. Yeah, I make the statement.
Okay.
I work hard, pray harder. Glory to my father. That's of all trades. Lawyer to a doctor. You ready? You ready? Then turn your swag on. Turn your swag on. Let's go win some souls. You can have the biggest church that's packed out like malls on Fridays. But what about going to the highways and byways for souls that's lost and messed? If you need help, let me know. I can give you some swag, eh? Cause
every time I go out, you know my swag is show out. Every time I go out, you know my light it glow out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is show out. Every time I go out, you know my light it glow out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is show out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is show out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is show out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild.
We gon' swag out extra hard. Swaggin' like there's no tomorrow. When people see you, they gon' wanna borrow. I tell them not so like Mr. Pollen. For God, I'm not scared to ride X Games. Don't be a still picture, next frame. Don't wear one, put on two chains. Then we gon' swag like two chains. I'm be fresh to death when I go out. I'm be fresh to death when I show cop. I'm be fresh to death cause I serve God. Yeah, I'm be fresh to death when I go out.
Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild. Every time I go out, you know my light it go out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild. Every time I go out, you know my light it go out. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild. Every time I go out, you know my swag is so wild.
We gotta do a song that you've never heard.
It's party time.
All I want is big chain, fast car, lots of money, fly clothes, finest girls, spotlight, biggest smashing platinum albums, billion fans, widest parties, record spins, sold out shows, tough for Grammys, interviews, paparazzi, athletic message, vanity is just vanity, it's one thing I can't stand to see, is deep money causing me sex, clothing, this music takes humanity, man, pimps and thugs and now role models, getting high and they widen out, they throwing money and they popping bottles, when we believe when we still follow, we still blinded by sin nation. We sell out to get quick paper. We yelling out that we self-made. We self-righteous and self-paid. Idolizing our own lives with the lust of flesh and a heart of pride. Our selfishness got me sick and tired. Got me looking around as they say, all I want is big chain, fast car, lots of money, fly clothes, finest girls, spotlight, biggest smashing platinum albums, billion fans, worldwide is money. Records being sold out, sold a couple Grammys and a money. Paparazzi, all this stuff is vanity, it's just vanity. All this shit is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. All it is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. All this mess is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. All it is vanity. All I want is big chain, fast car, lots of money, fly clothes, finest girls, hot money. Biggest smashing platinum album, billion fans, widest parties, records being sold out, shows, couple Grammys and a money, paparazzi. All it is vanity, it's just vanity. It trips me out when I have peace. These young boys taste fools, go to they lose all this sanity. It ain't cool that we die young, we get drunk and we live strong. We widen out and we chasing women, they gang banging and still stealing. We in the field with this vanity, vanity. So blinded by vanity, vanity. We living life in this vanity, vanity. So enticed by this vanity, vanity. We lost the fool by our own flesh. Don't take the blame for our own mess. Man, vanity comes in its own dress. I'm looking around and say, all I want is big chain, fast car, lots of money, black clothes, finest girls, hot lights, biggest mansion, platinum album, billion fans, widest parties, records being sold out, sold couple Grammys in the money, paparazzi. All this stuff is vanity, it's just vanity. Vanity. All this is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. Vanity. All it is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. Vanity. All this mess is vanity, it's vanity, it's just vanity. Vanity. All it is vanity. All I want is big chain, fast car, lots of money, fly clothes, finest girls, hot lights. Biggest mansion, platinum album, billion fans, widest party, record spin, sold out shows, couple Grammys in the money, paparazzi.
The Bible, no Geico, yeah, I'm Jesus the disciple.
Yeah.
Always reading title, tithes, never recycle.
Never cycle.
Got my bags to heaven, waiting on God's arrival.
Arrival.
The angels in the scene, ain't no America idol. Suicidal, yeah, my flesh is already dead.
Hey.
No reputation, situation, Bible on your head.
Hey.
This generation being taken by the Satan instead.
Hey.
Just make sure you read the revelations, words are read. The Bible, I worship church in Indiana. The Bible is knowledge, I'm peeling words just like bananas. I'm always around decks, they think I got bananas. My Holy Spirit popping, I ain't drinking no Fanta. Started at 7, I won't regret it, I learned my lesson. Y'all too busy counting dollars, I'm just counting blessings. God gave me these legs, I don't even be stressing. Foreign truck, all fake, yeah, my wife be flexing. I love my hood, it's for them goons that be up in that trap. This for them sinners that change their life and they ain't going back. Just got out of jail, can't fail. He ain't finna move no pack.
No pack.
Saturday and Sunday, you know where he at. The Bible.
Yeah.
66 books, so put down a rifle. My cup runneth over, can't remember cycles. So put being dry, Christ coming is the final. You better get on your knees.
get on your knees, you better pray. Tomorrow ain't promised, live for the day. Yeah, 700 bars, boy. Man, quit trying to be a fake gangster, man.
Yeah, tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay fronting. You don't know it's real, so you stay tripping. You gotta choose a side, you gotta choose a side. Tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay fronting. You don't know it's real, so you said it's tricky. You gotta choose a side.
Let me take a minute, let me tell you what's real. To you it may not seem big, but it's a big deal. Save the lukewarm, you get it for the kill. You serving the master, based on how you feel. That can be bad, cause today you in a good mood. Say you praise your God, man, and you're feeling all good. And tomorrow, then you all sad. So God ain't good to you no more, he's so bad. You live in that good life, but tell me, is it really good? You say you're safe, but is it known to your neighborhood? Surrender to God, I promise you will carry up. My God's so good, only he can break barriers. My God can do miracles, you can ask Lazarus. To our God be the glory, made for in him we trust. Devil wants us to think that we got it all together, so we can be robbed, made from our tickets to heaven.
Tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay frontin'. You don't know what's real, so you stay trippin'. You gotta choose a side, you gotta choose a side. Tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay frontin'. You don't know what's real, so you stay trippin'. You gotta choose a side, you gotta choose a side.
That old rugged cross, be the emblem. You be the call, and let Jesus be your engine. Jesus waiting on you, you just gotta come closer. He driving to your destination, yeah, he be your chauffeur. God will come through, just be patient. My God has too much awards, no need for nomination. And he can take you up, elevation. You tried everything, but he's your last bus station. Homie, quit this life, renew your life in Christ. My God, he will wipe away the shame. Man, it's what's so lame, give yourself over to him. Homie, press deep, man, I believe you will. Where there's a city, you be the kill. My God will come through for you. Anything that he said he would do, man, he would do for you. Yeah, man, to God be the glory. I said yes, sir, to God be the glory.
Tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay frontin'. You don't know what's real, so you stay trippin'. You gotta choose a side, you gotta choose a side. Tell me what you want, do you really want it? All glory to God, yet you stay frontin'. You don't know what's real, so you stay trippin'. You gotta choose a side, you gotta choose a side.
And now, on with the show.
All right. That was our mix by DJ Shaheen. Much love to you, man. Powerful mix. But we are just coming down to the ending of our show. So I'm going to tell you all that. What you say, Sister Poochie?
I didn't say anything. I'm sorry. I was talking to myself.
No.
Sometime when you get.
I was just gonna let people know that the next Y4C show will be November 30th at 4:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, same time, same place. Any music artists and spoken word artists, definitely hit me up on my email, which is shiningstar@journeyhomeministries.org, and that's all one word. And you can follow me on Twitter @forever_Frida. And one thing I want to say that I took away from the show is plant your seeds now and watch your harvest grow in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to add what I took away from the show, because we still got a little time.
Okay.
what I took away from the show is that you're never too old, or you're never get it enough.
Right.
Where the Holy Spirit can't surprise you anymore. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
No. Because, that's what I took away from the show. And, you know, Spiritual Peace and Shining Star, Freda Davis, and Larry Boyd, who is DJ Shaheen, you know, I put a post out there, excellent show. Continue to do God's work in the kingdom of God. And
thank you
so much. Yeah, thank you for blessing me today with your words of encouragement. And I would love to hear your Bible verse one more time before we left.
Okay, so it is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, which says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity."
And I hope you guys know that it's exactly what you did.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you guys did on this show. And so my hat's off to you. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out.
Yes, we are, with "How Great Thy Art" by Society Hill. Peace, y'all.
Okay. Peace and blessings, everyone. See you in cyberspace.
Bye.
Bye.